You were 603 Radio Wati. So that book is Whānau Kai from Naomi Toilalo. And as you can hear in her voice, she's very animated, Wayne, and you know, lots of fun to have on the program. And she's, as I say, done some really fantastic work over the years. Selata Taputoro is the kaiwhakahaere for the Whanganui Pākehi Māori Summit, which was held on Saturday. And we're going to recap on that summit created to showcase Māori business in Aotearoa. Thanks for your time, Selata. Tēnā koe. It's me, Dale. Kia ora.
Pronunciation of my name is Selita.
Selita. It's
Selita.
Yeah, sorry, Selita. Look at me. What an idiot. I should have got to Rangi to check on that one.
Hey, that was inspired by my auntie and uncle coming back from Singapore. So, yes, I get that.
I know. Well, hey, it's an interesting name. Tell us more about it before we get underway, please.
It is. So, my auntie Liz and uncle Tom Matiaha, they were in the army based in Singapore for many years. And, of course, it was the name of the base where they were at, the New Zealand Army base. So came back. I was born in Pākehā, so they thought, here's a great name, and there I go.
And it's been mispronounced most of your name by idiots like me.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm not alone then.
Good up, Michelle.
Okay, Selita. That's better, isn't it? It's great to talk with you. Hey, cool. I didn't know that, but see, you learn something every day. And names can be very revealing. Did they throw a middle name into you as well that's of interest? What's your middle name, Selita?
Maria.
Hey,
you know, good Māori names, eh? Not even. So it causes some confusion now and then.
Good on you, Selita. Thanks very much. Right, okay. Good to talk with you. What's your connection here to Pākehi Māori and why a summit in Whanganui?
Yes, so last year in 2021, I was blessed to do some mahi with my cousin, Tūtere Rangi Haiata, in that digital space, supporting Pākehi Māori as they navigated, you know, through COVID and trying to get their hustle on and create new ways to share their skills, I suppose, and create another source of income. And so we held four wānanga here at the awa. And from that, though, came a want from our wānau to have more specific business information and teaching, like should I be a sole trader or a company? What kind of compliance do I need for my pākehi? How do I open a business bank account? And how do I talk to the IRD? So all of those, you know, kind of key fundamental things that wānau need to know. And so, came up with the idea of having a summit. My son took me to the Armageddon because he loves all of that. We dressed up, and I love the just the flow and the kanohiki te kanohi kind of feel of that, that you could be in different spaces, ask questions, meet Māori faces that work in those spaces and connect. Yeah, so that's how it came about.
So the Armageddon did something positive. I'm really, really impressed by that too. I thought it was just an idea to indulge fantasy. But anyway, you know, a couple of those things that you just touched on, right? they're very questions that I've been talking with some of our son's young mates too about business and about tax and about compliance. I guess in some ways we tend to think people already know that stuff before they get into business, but that's not the reality there. What was the feedback like to this opportunity?
Absolutely, and it's, you know, often some of our wānau had been given these opportunities, so jump straight in and not really knowing all of those foundation things that just help us to run our businesses effectively, you know, and do what we need to. So, yeah, the feedback was great, and how wonderful that we had Māori IRD workers. So we have a kōrero on the couch segment where our services and stakeholders can get up. You know, they have 10 minutes to share what they can do for Pākehi Māori. So having Māori faces from Inland Revenue, MSD, Thrive, our banks is really great. It kind of already takes away some of those barriers, you know, that we have. If you get a 0800 call, you know, you're a bit hesitant to pick it up sometimes. You don't know who's calling you. So having a kānohi Māori is already always good. And then after they finish their kōrero on the couch, you can go and sit at their stall and just have a one-on-one kōrero and, you know, exchange business cards and make connections. Our waena could make connections that way, having already been kind of informally introduced, I suppose.
Yeah, I like that, Salita. I've actually tried to, when dealing with government departments, tried to make connections with Māori staff too. I don't know, I think it's just something intrinsic. We sort of have an understanding of each other as Māori before we start talking about tax or legal stuff. So I'm pleased that you sourced some from MSD, from banks, from IRD, who have toto Māori as well. So, as you say, it can be very comforting. Look, what are you seeing? What sorts of Pākehā Māori are our people tending to enter their business careers in? What are some of the sectors where we have strong interest from your read, Salita?
So they're so creative. Now, our waena are so creative, eh? We're entrepreneurs, that's in our toto, 100%. And so we've got some startups. Some of our waena just came in with an idea and then it's just flourished. So there's from, and the most beautiful thing is that they're all grounded in the way that we're brought up, you know, and our tikanga and the values that we hold as Māori that are just, you know, part of what we do. So we have some event planners and, you know, they started that from having to set the tables at the marae. You know, how you always make the top table look beautiful and have certain cutlery and crockery and all of that kind of stuff. And now they're able to pivot that and use it and, you know, planning events like our summit. Of course, we've got kai, we've got tradies, barbers and tattooists. It's really beautiful. Some of our young rangatahi right up to our kaumātua as well. When we had a nanny knows best at some of our kuia that just have the time to be able to talk to rangatahi, you know, and offer their karinga and advice. We've got rongoā, of course, which is great, and we've also got some waena who are in those spaces of delivering cultural training to our council, and yeah, they're amazing. They are amazing from startups right to full on. We've got some civil contractors, so it's really, really exciting to see where our waena were heading with Pākehā and wanting to move from maybe a side hustle, you know, a startup into something full on that their waena can kind of thrive and grow.
It's interesting that the term side hustle should become such an acceptable part of our lingo there.
Absolutely, you know, we're thinking of that, and they keep referring to that, so we might as well leave it at that name until we get something better. So, yeah, there's the three stages, they from a startup, so they come in with just a wakaro about, I was thinking about this, to a side hustle. And a lot of those ones, they pop up on Facebook and Insta and TikTok, and that's why they're just doing what they're good at or finding a niche in the market that, hey, I can do this, and there's an opportunity there. Two, the all-in, that's what we call it, the all-in, where they're just giving up everything, you know, throwing everything on the line and being able to do some amazing things, not only for their waena, but our hapū, you know, and our hapuri for the awa. It's so exciting.
You speak really well of it. Can we call you our official Wāte business consultant or our business trainer or something like that? And when we need to talk business, I'll link arms with you, Salina.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Come to the hour.
I like it. Startups, side hustles, and then all in.
Yes.
It sounds like a marriage. Good on you, Salina. It's been nice meeting you. Thanks for the heads up. I'm pleased that it went so well over the weekend. Plans for another?
Absolutely. We're looking. So this is our second. We trialled it last year and, you know, really thankful to Wanganui and Partners who are great support. So I had Nisi Lou Walker jump in and help out that Tūmai and Susie Hepi and Rach Hoskin this year. So we have really good support here back home and we want to do it again around Matariki, or here we celebrate Puanga and Te Tai Hauaru. And then, yeah, we'd love to share it out to other roe. You know, it's something that's really positive for our people, for our waena, and I just believe it's a model that can be used all around the motu. So keep in touch.
Great talking with you, and thank you for checking me on the name. Salita's a lovely name. And mind you, Salitar sounds like something you might find at Armageddon.
Yeah. Well, I could create a character. It could be a Pakeha, eh?
I think so. There could be a side hustle coming up here, I think, Salita. Good talking with you, Salita. Thanks very much.
Yes, Anna. Kia pai tōra.
Tēnā koe, te tui nei. Ngā mihi nui nui kā koe. Ah, how neat.